This segment of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Power Women Investing, Ronstadt Insurance, and Mayfield Florists.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are talking about the people, the places, events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeffrey.
That's right, Fred.
And we invite you to visit us at fredandjeff.com, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and even subscribe to the Tome of Wisdom and Entertainment on iTunes. Now, Jeffrey, did you go up to Dillinger Days?
I did not.
Why not?
It's a long story, Fred, but there were lots of things going on in the east side of Tucson, not just downtown.
Oh, well, I know.
Though we know the world revolves around downtown.
Yes, it does. It does, as a matter of fact.
Lots of fun things going on downtown.
Yeah, so last Friday, not this last Friday, a couple days ago, but the Friday before, we were at the Speakeasy over at Hotel Congress.
Right.
And Lauren, our intern, was out talking to John Dillinger, actually, on Saturday.
And how did that go?
I don't know yet, because I don't have the video, or the audio tapes. She has not reported back.
I hope they didn't take a ransom.
Oh, maybe.
Sheesh, that'd be a bad thing.
Yeah, it is a bad thing. So, there is all sorts of stuff going on in this wonderful community, as you well know. And the first thing we need to talk about, Jeff, even though it's March 29th, we need to start recruiting people for the Hard Charge 4-mile 20 obstacle course. And you're just nodding your head.
No, I agree with you.
So where are all the people? Well, I have about four people signed up for
this. Let me remind you, older brother.
Yes.
This was your brainchild.
Yeah.
So usually what I like to do is recruit people to go to 1702 and drink beer and eat pizza, or, you know, Pita Jungle to have some chicken shawarma, you know, some fun thing like that.
Yes.
Maybe come downtown, smoke a cigar, goof around.
Right.
You actually want people to climb over tires.
No, they wouldn't be climbing over tires.
Oh, I went to the website, Fred. There's tire climbing.
Well, they may, like, run through tires.
No, there's giant tractor tires you got to climb over.
Oh.
There are people there with fire extinguishers shooting you because they have big fire things you have to run through. I mean, it looks pretty intense.
Yeah, 4 miles, 20 obstacles. What's the problem with that?
Well, for you, nothing.
That's like, you know,
for a doughboy like me, I'm thinking I better take out some more life insurance.
Yeah, you probably should. So on March, and you better do it before March 29th, because that is the day of the Hard Charge.
I got it. And so if I can get another $1 million of life insurance before the 29th, I'm in.
All right.
If I can't,
you're still in. So this is benefiting the Children's Miracle Network here in Tucson. And it's going to be broadcast nationally on Comcast Sportsnet.
The whole thing?
Yeah, especially you. They're going to have a camera focused on you the whole time.
I need to have a Hard Charge helmet cam.
already arranged for the Jeff cam.
Oh, that would be good.
So they'll just be following you the whole time.
Yeah, because the first bar I see, whoop, I'm going in there.
No bars. No bars available. And we also want to thank our buddies, Brian Chumlow over at X Racewear, who's one of the sponsors of Hard Charge. He gave you and I outfits to wear.
Yeah, very nice.
So
very comfy. I wear mine to bed every night.
That's very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have these little mesh bags you can put your numbers in.
It's yeah, really or cool. You could put, you know, like cookies, box of jelly beans.
Yeah,
well, I mean, it's good times.
I wonder if a box of Girl Scout cookies would fit in there.
You know what? Mia is selling Girl Scout cookies. So, folks, if you need some Girl Scout cookies, just let us know at fred@fredjeff.com, and we'll get you some.
Yeah, my goddaughter's selling them as well. So if you send it at fredandjeff.com, my goddaughter will get those sales.
Oh, that's ridiculous. All right,
I get a percentage of those cookies.
That does not surprise me.
So for every box, I get a cookie.
Every box, you get a cookie?
Yeah, so for a case, I get a box.
I thought for every box sold, Molly would give you a hug.
No, hugs are not good. I need a tag along. I want a tag along.
Okay, very good.
All right, so people who want to go visit a asteroid out in our galaxy should go
to Colorado.
Why is it? What's in Colorado? What?
Well, they could smoke a little something, and they'd be God knows what asteroid they'd be on.
Hi, Jeffrey.
I'm sorry. Are we talking about something different?
Yes, we are.
Okay. So here we go.
You go hang out at the Planetary Society, and you can have your name.
Is that what they're calling it now?
Yes, right. You go to Planetary Society.
The planet?
The Planetary Society.
Yes.
And you could have your name placed on Osiris Rex, which is taking a trip to Bennu, which is the asteroid it's visiting.
I wonder if they have any Walmarts in Bennu yet.
No, they don't. Hmm. But I think they're going to have some development services folks on board Osiris X to make that happen.
Very nice.
Let's see. Also, this coming weekend is the Great Paper Airplane Project.
Now, this is going to be a good time at Pima Air and Space.
Pima and Space.
And what do folks need to do to get involved in that bad boy?
Show up.
What time?
I don't know.
We had the piece of paper right there.
I threw it over.
Oh, geez.
I was done with it.
But that's probably going to be one of the funnest things to do for the whole family. Family fun.
Yes, it's all morning long.
At Pima Air and Space.
At Pima Air and Space.
What day is that?
It was February 8th.
Okay, very good.
Okay, what do you have in front of you?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. I've got Gem Ride and a picture of two women who are painted clothes on. And I'm dying to talk about this stuff.
All right, so I'll take my time with this then.
Oh, gee.
So,
sorry,
this,
folks.
This Saturday and Sunday.
Yes.
Actually, this afternoon, the 2nd. And next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, is the Silken Thread at Puppets Among Us.
Right.
And that's the story of how silk was discovered. It's a very cute story.
Tell us about it, Fred.
Well, I'm not going to tell you about it because then you wouldn't want to go to Puppets Among Us to see the story in puppetry.
Okay. What else you got?
Let's see. Creative Collaborations. The Confluence Center has an event coming up Saturday, February 28th.
That's right. That's going to be a good one.
Dr. Brian Carter and Shermaine Brown will be talking about
stuff.
The commemoration of African American History Month.
Very fun.
So that'll be a good time. That's at the U of A bookstore, free and open to the public.
And you know what else? The Confluence Center has put a deal together with the Tucson Guitar Society. Did you even know Tucson had a guitar society?
Yes, I did.
Really?
Yeah.
How many of the events have you gone to?
Actually, I've gone to a couple with one of our uncles.
How long ago was that?
It's been a while.
Yeah, I know you're lying now because they're only a 2-year-old organization.
No, Bobby and I went.
Okay, whatever, Fred. So anyhow, we're going to have the Tucson Guitar Society on the Fred Jeff Show in a couple of weeks. Good times, good times.
Did you schedule that?
Yeah, I have.
Because it's not on my calendar.
Well, we have two calendars. We better get together and collaborate on
that. The calendar I'm looking in front of me right now,
yeah.
That's the calendar.
Got any openings in February?
I don't think so.
That's good.
So the last thing that I have...
there's more.
Well... The last thing, and I have a paper.
Okay, yeah. Before you throw it away, what's on?
Before I throw it away, the event is coming up April 13th for Boys and Girls Club. And that's something you sent me that you wanted to have on the show, so there you go.
You did a horrible job of selling that one. The event is a big fundraiser for the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, it's the event.
They serve over 6,000 kids in our community.
Okay.
You'd be hard-pressed to find another organization that helps 6,000 kids a year in our community. There, I'm sure there might be others out there, but you'd be hard-pressed to find them right this second. And the event is a good time. It's a big event. It's a big party.
It is a big party.
Yeah, and so the final thing that I want to talk about is I understand you're going to be a big MC at some gala coming up in April.
Oh, is that when it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
What's that all about? I just got the email on that deal.
I have no idea.
I saw it in the Never Too Late newsletter.
Yeah, I got an invitation from Pima Council on Aging to co-MC with Kristen Almquist.
Fabulous Kristen Almquist.
Yes, she's fabulous. I guess they're celebrating, they're commemorating, acknowledging the service that the Ronstadt family has provided to Tucson. And so there's a big party for that.
Buy your tickets.
Yeah, buy the tickets because I don't want to perform to an empty house. I do that every day. Every single day.
And how's that working for you?
Not so well.
Yeah, well,
You know, the critics are laud the show to no end.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of that, I heard the 12 Angry Men at the Red Barn Theater, they just closed last week. I heard it was fabulous.
Yeah, you know, I meant to go, but McCoy had, which is my water? McCoy had...
Both.
Oh,
both.
Good. McCoy had concerts last weekend.
So during all nine performances?
And actually, it was an all-day deal, but he was chosen as 12th chair... tenor for the regional choir.
Out of how many chairs?
There's 100 in total choir, 25 in each division. So he's 12th amongst 25 for tenors.
Does that mean he's like C average?
Yeah, this is solid C. That's a solid C right there.
Congratulations, McCoy. That's fabulous.
So he is. So I mean, this is like thousands of kids auditioned.
That's awesome.
100 got in.
What are they singing?
Music.
Perfect. Okay, we're going to have to take our first quick break.
No, break
we're not taking a break.
No, because we still need to talk to Monique. You wanted to talk about painted women.
Well, and I want to help you talk about that.
So, Fred, make introductions.
So, Monique Valerie from Southern Arizona AIDS Foundation, SAFE, has been on the show before. She's tried to get one in or both of us to jello wrestle.
Actually, just you. I would be in the corner cheering you on.
Yeah, and that's,
you could actually wear that whole outfit that they got you from the hard charge.
You know, Brian Chandler, who is from X Race Wastewear, I wonder if he would sponsor a
How about you wrestle team. Him?
No, I don't.
Because you need a wrestling partner.
It's I have to. I thought you were going to provide that.
Yeah, I was just going to show up.
You're just going to show up?
How about one of these girls in the paint?
Will the paint come off? Is it water soluble?
Does it matter? They're pretty good looking, Fred.
It's a fundraiser.
Yes, that would be a fundraiser.
For charity.
For Fred. Well, I was going to say, Fred's not really a charity, but that would definitely be a fundraiser.
It's true.
So what's going on with this Moda Provocateur?
Well, we're really excited. This year's our 11th anniversary for Moda Provocateur. We're going to be downtown at the TCC, and we are going to bring one of the most exciting hair and fashion shows that have happened in a very long time.
What do you call it? A what fashion show?
Hair and fashion.
Hair and fashion.
It's got hair. We've got 6 different salons that are participating. We've got fashion from several local boutiques. We've got all kinds of entertainment. Big Tony and the Houseboys will be performing. Breakout Studios will be performing. Artifact Dance Project will be showcasing their speakeasy production for the spring. So it's got a little bit of everything.
That's awesome. And it is on the 2nd of March, Sunday, downtown here at the Tucson Convention Center, in the Grand Ballroom, nonetheless. So you're expecting lots of people.
Yeah, we're hoping to have about 950 people. We'll have over 300 makeup artists, stylists, and models that are all volunteering their time to help put on this show. And we also have a very cool new segment coming in that is called Savage Botanicals. And
now, this looks totally cool. I was listening to you talk before we started the show, and these outfits are made with like pipe cleaners, right?
Right.
Pretty close to it.
So this will be the first time that these 10 couture dresses have ever been seen in Tucson. They were actually designed by local and regional florists, and they showcased up at the Florist Symposium in Las Vegas this past year.
What do you call these?
So they are permanent botanicals plus materials that you'd find in a florist toolkit. So
these were done by local Tucson florists?
Yes.
Oh, they're unbelievable.
And they will be on showcase. They're coming down to Tucson just for the show. And like I said, it's the only time they have been seen down here and probably the only time they will be seen.
Even though they were made here.
They were made here and in the rest of the state, a couple of the other designers, and they went up to Las Vegas for a huge conference in the spring, and since then it sounds like they'll probably be going back up there to go on display at one of the casinos.
Wow.
They are absolutely stunning. So they will be part of this year's show along with the salons and the entertainment. It's a very exciting show.
Very, very fun. All right, folks, you got to get your tickets, and you got to get your tickets through February 14th. So if this event is March 2nd, how come you can only purchase your tickets through February 14th?
That's the early bird price. We have a couple of prices for tickets. You can go to www.safe.org, SAAF.org, and look up Moda and get tickets. Like I said, we're really proud of the show that we're about to put on, and a lot of people have helped, so we're excited for it.
And general admission is only $30, but you can get the whole enchilada and more with party box seating, high-top cocktail table seating, and a runway table seating. That sounds like tons of fun.
Yeah, we're very excited.
All right, well, good luck. This looks great.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. And now, Fred, can we take a break?
Yeah, sure.
Now let's talk about something. All right, folks, we got lots more to talk about here on the Fred and Jeff Show, so stick around.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Anthony Cigar Emporium, the Downtown Tucson Partnership, and Sleeping Frog Farms.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeff.
And Fred, where are we today?
We are in the heart of our fair city, downtown Tucson.
Yeah, but we're kind of like down in a bomb shelter or something. What is this place?
It's a little echoey in here. But this is the Bates House on Stone Avenue. The old Bates House.
Where the old Mountain Oyster Club used to be.
Yeah, it used to be a lot of things.
Yeah.
Greek restaurant.
And what are we doing here?
Speakeasy. I don't know, we're taping a radio show, Jeffrey.
Perfect!
See, this is the thing. Jeff loves to, like, try to give like, a coax into an answer. And when I fight against him, he's like, all sad.
Because you're such a dumb beep that you won't just tell people, hey, here we are at Fred Jeff Show. We're downtown at the Bates House having a good time with our friend Caitlin Jensen.
The grand dame of downtown.
Yes.
Hello.
How are you doing, Caitlin?
I'm doing great. And Fred, may I just say how incredibly dapper you looked at the speakeasy on Friday night?
It was fun.
You cleaned up nicely.
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were sitting at the whiskey tasting bar. Caitlin and her friends, and I had my girlfriend there and some other friends. And
what kind of whiskey? Margo's,
it was all sorts of stuff.
I think there were like 12 different whiskeys, including an Arizona distilled whiskey called Copper City.
Is that the guy up in Phoenix?
I think he's up in Tempe, yeah. Oh,
well, yeah. Tempe. Yeah.
I know. But
it's probably 12 of 12, right?
Drink the worst local. Of them. Drink local.
That's not local. That's Tempe.
It's localer.
It's closer. Caitlin, I think you just coined a word. If you can't go local, go localer.
Exactly. Not the first time. Although the Whiskey Del Bac is a local whiskey. That's not bad at all.
Me likey that, yeah.
Yeah.
Tommy likey.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
I like it.
So what's going on downtown?
Oh, it's a busy time downtown. Of course, we'll be talking a little bit later about the big event, not just for downtown, but for all of Tucson, the Gem and Mineral Show. But, of course, this weekend is Second Saturdays.
Right.
So we're thrilled about that. We have a fun lineup over at the Scott Avenue stage, including, of course, the Belly Dancers, who are always fantastic, Little House of Funks, and the Gyps. So that should, of course, be a good time. Free, family-friendly fun for everybody in downtown Tucson.
How many heps is that, Fred?
Three.
Four.
Well, four.
Nice. Good, Caitlin. Sorry.
A little alliteration, yes.
Love that.
Thank you. Then, of course, we have the second annual Rialto Gala coming up on February 15th.
We will be there.
That will be
tickets
fun.
Purchased and all.
Nice.
From my buddy Kip Volpe, who's a new board member, soaked me at the bar the other day.
Good. That's good for him.
Yeah, that's what
good
I said.
Good for him.
That's what I said.
Yeah. So everybody should join Jeff over there because it should be a really good time.
It looks like it's going to be a great time.
Oh, yeah. And support the Rialto, which is such a great organization and great venue in Tucson. So we're excited about that.
Absolutely.
And all kinds of fun stuff. We have a full list of events at downtowntucson.org. Paula Poundstone will be at the Fox Theater. That's always a lot of fun.
Now, she was the one that was in that one movie. I can't remember. Paula Poundstone. Who is she? Remind me. She's that comic that
she's
was
a comedian.
In, yeah, that's
yes,
it.
Yes.
Paula Poundstone.
Yeah. So I always listen to her on, I don't know if I'm allowed to say the name of a different radio show on the public radio station that I always listen to on Saturdays.
What, NPR?
On NPR.
Is it?
Wait, don't tell me.
Oh, is she on that show?
She is, all the time.
Oh, wow.
She does epic rants, fantastic epic rants.
Is that the kind of comedy she's a, like a Bobcat Goldthwait?
No, she's a little bit more dry.
Oh, very good.
She's very odd.
That'll be fun,
I appreciate her.
But she doesn't have, like, conscious stream of consciousness kind of stuff?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like she'll just kind of go off. And there's a lot of, it sounds really horrible, but it's funny, of, you know, cat and, like, ho-ho humor. And it can just be carried on forever in this long, epic ramble that just keeps going and builds upon itself until the absurdity of it just overwhelms you.
You're selling tickets by the moment.
I hope so.
That's a great description of her. I like it.
I'm here.
Love it.
And then, you know, this week, or this coming up soon, is one of my favorite downtown events that's just so cool. It's the Tucson Gem and Mineral Show. And everybody thinks of the Gem and Mineral Show as the big show at the convention center, which is wonderful. But there are, I think there's actually thousands upon thousands of actual little shows dotted throughout Tucson. And I
yeah, they just come in and out is throughout like a 2 or 3 week period.
Oh yeah. Yeah, people just like, pop a tent. Yeah, yeah, I don't even know if they have a backpack tent. They just pop a tent on some sidewalk.
There'll be like a beach.
Sell
now there's trucks.
Things.
Now there's gem trucks.
Yeah.
Now there's gem trucks.
That's a great call.
I love it.
I'm going to go throw some gravel in the back of a truck and roll down there. Gems! Just kidding.
Let me know how that works out.
Probably not so many.
You never know, though. It depends on the art on the truck. If it attracts people in, they'll buy rocks from you.
Just call them artisanal gems.
Artisanal gems.
They're localer artisanal gems. I like that. I like that. All right.
Handmade.
Jeff's handmade localer artisanal gems. I'll probably sell one to mom.
More than I would have expected.
Right. Oh, we have a benevolent mother.
Always good.
So with all this stuff going on in downtown Tucson, how are people going to get around?
Fortunately.
With their feet.
Well, downtown is very walkable.
Yes, it is.
But fortunately, as I was walking over here to the beautiful Maker House, I ran into Donovan Durbin from Parkwise, the Parkwise administrator. And he is here to talk about this really cool thing that will help you get around the Gem and Mineral Show in downtown Tucson.
Hi, Donovan.
Hi, good to see you guys. I'm glad I bumped into you today, Caitlin.
Totally random. That's what I love about downtown Tucson.
It's so random down here.
It's a small neighborhood community.
It is.
Yes.
With a heck of a big gem show coming up.
Absolutely, and the city of Tucson is ready to take you there.
All right.
So the city is hosting and providing a great free shuttle service called Gem Ride this year, and we did that the last couple of years as well, and we keep making it bigger and better to serve as many of the shows as possible. 41 shows actually around the city, but when you multiply those times how many vendors at each show, it literally is thousands of vendors.
Well, and I love
these 41 sort of tents or umbrellas or convention center venues.
Well, and Donovan, I love that you have different loops. You've got a mineral and fossil loop.
Absolutely.
You've got a bead loop. You've got a downtown gem loop.
Right.
You've got the TCC Express. I think that was a movie, wasn't it? Or was that the Pineapple Express? Something like that. But you've got all kinds of cool little things going on down here to help people get from point A to point B.
Right. And so, you know, for you as a Tucson resident, instead of being, you know, intimidated or feeling, you know, this gem show thing is too daunting or, you know, it's too much trouble. I don't know where to go. I don't know where to park. How do you get there? Where are these shows? You know, this brochure, which is also online, as we mentioned, gemride.com, makes it easy for you because we've got the places to park that are conveniently located next to shuttle stops.
Perfect.
The shuttle is free. If you live in the east side, for example, you can come into downtown on Broadway, just take your first right turn into the central garage, and it's just a short walk, about a block over to the Hotel Congress, for one of the shuttle stops. If you're coming in off the freeway from northwest side, southwest side, southeast side, what have you, we've got a special parking lot on the west side of I-10 specifically that we put together every year for the Gem Show, and that also serves as the shuttle hub. So we've got our shuttles coming in and out of there. We've also got some of the private shuttle operators, frankly, that use it. But huge, huge parking area on the west side. It's right next to the Mercado where the streetcar turns around.
Right.
$5 all day, flat rate, and then hop on the shuttle. And then that connects you directly to the TCC Express, which is just a short ride across along Cushing Street, across the Santa Cruz River and I-10, under I-10.
It'll take
TCC.
You everywhere.
So that'll take you to the three shows that are at the TCC, which include, of course, the 60th annual Tucson Gem and Mineral Society.
The mother of them all.
Born and bred right
yeah.
here in Tucson.
Absolutely.
You can get on the downtown gem loop, which, as you can see, listeners at home and everybody, when you go online.
You can also
pick up these brochures all over town. They'll be at public libraries, et cetera. Hotels.
Well, we'll put the link on the FredJeff.com website.
Yeah.
So you can
that'd be fabulous.
Click there and go on.
So yeah, hop on the downtown gem loop and you get down to basically all the shows in the downtown area. And then you can connect to that mineral and fossil loop, which is the Mineral and Fossil shows around Oracle and Drachman Speedway at the Hotel Tucson City Center. So it's all accessible from that.
So there's 12, between the parking garages and the parking lots, there's 12 places to park your car and get onto a shuttle.
Absolutely, and all those venues are within a very short walk or literally right next to a shuttle stop.
Now, Donovan, I have a bet with Fred. Fred, and I got to get this out before we take our next break, Fred. So Fred and I have a bet, and I bet Fred that there are over 15,000 parking spaces downtown. And Fred said, no, you're wrong, too many zeros.
There are about 15,000 parking spaces.
Fred, you owe me a cigar.
Yeah.
Okay, folks, we got to take a break here on The Fred Jeff Show. We'll be right back with more fun and more good information for your weekend pleasure. So stick around.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Contracting, Casa de la Luz Hospice, and 1702 Craft Pizza and Beer.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeff.
That's right, Fred.
And we invite you to visit us at friendjeff.com, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and even subscribe to this tome of wisdom and entertainment on iTunes. Now, Jeffrey.
Fred.
We're doing a little experiment this week. We didn't say anything earlier, but this show, the whole show, even the between the segments time, is being taped, videotaped. So if you go to friendjeff.com, you will not only get to download this show in audio version, but you can watch us be goofballs for probably an hour and a half.
Yeah, I don't think I signed a contract for this, so I do not want my likeness to be on the website.
Too late. Too bad.
Oh, man.
So sad.
All right, so what else we got cooking on so down here we've in been, downtown we've been
sitting,
Tucson?
Yeah, we've been sitting in beautiful downtown Tucson at the old Bates House, which is now rebranded the Maker House.
Indeed.
And with us is the Grand Dame of downtown, Caitlin Jensen.
Hello, how are you guys?
Good.
And she brought along a friend. You want to introduce Tony?
I would be my pleasure. This is this beautiful space has actually been undergoing this transformation, and I'm so excited by it, and I want to hear all about it from this jack of all trades. He has about 17 titles, and all of them are amazing, and he is amazing. Tony Ford, who is, amongst other things, the founder of Maker House.
That's quite an intro. I don't know if I can live up to that. That's
we don't hard. Expect you to.
Okay, stuck. Good. No. I just want to make sure that...
You're going to be okay.
Right. It's hard to play the humble card after that, right? No, so welcome, gentlemen. This is... you are in the Bates Mansion. This building originated in about 1880, so you got 24-inch thick adobe walls around you and a saguaro rib and adobe roof above your head.
Sweet.
And it was converted into one house by C.T.R. Bates in 1954, and he put in 3 indoor pools and 12,000 square feet of courtyards, 15,000 square feet in the house. And now we have an artisan makerspace down here called Maker House, where we do everything from crafting and open mic nights and dance lessons and arcades to drinking beer and coffee and, you know, hydroponics, aquaponics, you name it, we play with it.
That's a lot of stuff.
We do.
Doing.
It's like a YMCA for your mind with a bar attached. That's what I built down.
Now, how did you come up with that idea?
You know, these makerspaces are popping up all over the country. In fact, right across the street, there's a traditional, what we would call a fab lab, a hacker space called ZeroCraft. So they have a lot of tools, 3D printers, micro milling machines, lathes, that kind of stuff that people can pay a membership fee to have access to. There's about 300 spaces like this that have popped up in the United States now. And what's happening is, just like with the music industry and just like with the publishing industry, manufacturing is becoming democratized. So people now have access to the tools to make their own prototypes, to design their own products, to build their own products. I have a 40-watt water-cooled laser cutter not 30 feet from this door that we could etch your phone, put your logos on your phone, etch the hood of your car, cut out paper.
Is that right now?
Not while we're on the air, but we can do it after this. and I have micro milling machines and welding tools and kilns and craft tools and all those kind of things, all available for our members down here.
Where did all this stuff come from?
Some of it's donations, some of it's acquisitions, some of it's out of everybody's garage who hangs out.
So it's kind of like an artist kind of commune where you want to play with something, this is the great place to bring it. so that you can play with it and share with others.
It is. We also, it's a 10,000 square foot space that Maker House has with a Class 7 liquor license, so you can drink in the whole thing, which I find really helpful for my day. But we have a beer and wine bar, and we do artisan roasted coffee and cordon bleu pastries. And
who's roasting the coffee?
Yellow Brick Coffee, Anna Pereira. She's local here in town. She's
okay with the series. Amazing. With the Series 7, why don't you have tequila involved?
You can't do it with Series 7. You have to get a Series 6.
Oh, 6.
Which is much more expensive.
Damn.
And we'd have to get security because you'd be down here drinking tequila, and you know things could.
Well, tequila and cigars, that calms me down.
You can do cigars.
You have a nice big patio out there too.
I do, and that's all licensed too. So that's hopefully by March will be Tucson's largest beer garden.
All right. How long have you guys been open?
October 2nd.
So not too long.
Not too long.
And people want to come down here, they have to buy memberships? Or?
It's open to the public all the time. If you want to have access to the tools and access to members-only beers, wines, and coffees, you pay a $10 a month membership.
So $10 a month membership and I can drink all the beer I want?
Well, no, you still have to pay for
that. Oh!
But you get access to really high-end beers that I bring in for a very low price for members only.
Oh, what about if I just want to walk in off the street and buy
then
a beer?
You get access to most of the beers, but not all of the beers. There are special beers
you're
only
an elitist,
for members.
I know it. $10, not a bad deal.
Yeah, not a bad deal. And then so this, you're kind of surrounded by tech companies down here. I work with the Downtown Innovation District, which is a group of tech companies. So we have things like Maker House and ZeroCraft, but up the street is CoLab, which is a collective working space and a kind of a business incubator. Fletcher McCusker's Tool Street Hive moved in there. We also have Startup Tucson, which is really changing the startup culture of Tucson. Justin Williams is the director of that.
Yeah, we had Justin on the show not too long ago.
And he's an amazing guy. We work together quite a bit. So what you have happening in Tucson is we're really making a push to be the Silicon Valley of the Southwest. There are everything you need now, from prototype and original startup business training to investment commercialization, angel investors, and exit, all exists in Tucson. You can take an idea from I have an idea to I sold it for $20 million, and everything's here. The whole conveyor belt.
And you don't have to put it on Kickstarter to do that.
You don't, although you can. And actually, we're looking at doing a local Tucson Kickstarter now with the Downtown Innovation District.
Well, you know, there are folks in Tucson that have done successful Kickstarters.
Yes. We did one. It's a company called Rocket Hub, but Maker House raised $53,000 on Rocket Hub.
What was Rocket Hub?
Rocket Hub is like Kickstarter. But it's a little different. It's a competitor to Kickstarter.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is it still working? Is it still...
Yeah. Yeah.
So Rocket Hub.
Rocket Hub is the CEO of Rocket Hub flew out here and taught a class on how to be successful with crowdfunding at Maker House about a week after we finished that up.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah, they're from New York.
So what's the long-term goal for this space?
Now, honestly, traditionally in most communities you have a central plaza where people get together and gather and the old people walk around and the young people flirt and the kids run and there's music playing and that's what this is, although it's combined with tech and business training. So we try to provide an open space for artists and musicians and poets and cooks and folks to cross-pollinate. At the same time, we try to provide, you know, lean launch training, software training, business acumen training.
So you have classes available?
We do classes and events, yes. They're on our website, makerhouse.org. There's a whole range of classes and events here. If you want to learn the blues dance, come down Tuesday night. It's a free blues dancing lesson. If you want to learn to launch a business, you can come down and attend one of the seminars on social media marketing or on search engine optimization or on gamification. We do all of those.
And for a $10?
Yeah, those are all free. Yeah,
all free.
You don't even have to pay the $10. Those are open to the public.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So, Tony, earlier you said it's a 10,000 square foot space.
That Maker House has.
Okay.
Yes.
And now, are there other Maker Houses around the country?
Not specifically Maker Houses. There are other Maker Spaces.
The concept. Okay.
Usually they're warehouses or large spaces.
Got it.
Well, we happen to be
cool.
In a beautiful mansion. Now, it's kind of like a warehouse.
Well, and that's an interesting, I'm interested. How did you guys fall into this spot?
We walked by, I saw the for rent, the for lease sign, and I said, that used to be the MO Club. That's the perfect spot to put a Maker Space in. So we walked in and found the landlord, and he said, who are you guys, and what are you doing to my property? And we said, we're the guys who are going to rent it from you. And it went up from there. Yeah.
Good for you. All right, looks, we got a lot more to talk about, but we got to take a break here. Last break of the hour.
You want to give a couple things away before we do that?
Do it, Fred.
So, first person who emails me at fred@fredandjeff.com with a creative idea for an invention.
That you will not steal from
that
me.
That we will not steal.
Because I know you, Fred. You stole many of my inventions when we were children.
Yeah, right.
You know that one thing that I had that flew? You stole that.
What was that? The paper arrows with the rubber bands?
Maybe. I'm not going to talk to you about that anymore.
All right. So, the first person to send me a creative idea at fred@fredandjeff.com will get a...
Here's a creative idea.
What?
Why don't you go a little quicker? We're running out of time.
I have to think about this for a second.
Fred at fredandjeff.com will get a $25 gift certificate to PETA Jungle.
Yes, they will.
Either location, Oracle and McGee or Broadway and Craycroft.
Yeah, I have to get them from you, but I have the sneaky suspicion you've been using them.
Whoosh. Don't tell Dan Chavis.
All right.
All right, folks, we'll be right back with more here on Fred and Jeff.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by H&S Estate Garden, the Flight Grill at Pima Air and Space Museum, and PETA Jungle.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ross. I'm here with my little brother Jeffrey.
Hola, Tuxo.
And we are talking about the people, the places, the events, history, and culture. To make living in Tucson, Southern Arizona, so gosh darn wonderful. And Jeffrey, we are sitting in the heart of Tucson, downtown Tucson. We're in the historic Bates Mansion. I think it's called Bates House. And it's been remonikered the Maker House.
Maker House.
By our guests.
Gonna make some stuff.
Tony Ford.
All right. Cool. Yeah. Tony, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for having me, guys. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Earlier we were talking about you guys came in, turn the space into this really cool kind of place for everything from business classes to learning how to make a pot to
dancing,
blues dancing.
That's right. Open mic nights. And
open mic nights.
All
ooh,
kinds
we,
of stuff.
We should get involved.
You should come down and try.
Well, you know, I did a couple open mics at Laughs.
Yes, Fred. Let's hear a haiku. Fred's written haikus. Do you have one you can share with us?
I don't off the top of my head.
Do you have one that's appropriate if there's in a 2-drink minute?
That's
the question.
Key. Yeah. He'll have plenty of those.
Yeah, the
sunshine in Tucson. I don't even know what a haiku is.
I think haikus are fun, but sometimes they don't make sense. Refrigerator. That's my favorite haiku.
A good haiku.
That's a good one, right? Yeah.
All
right.
So there you go.
Yeah, so mine were primarily about tequila.
So, did they get finished?
Yeah, because, well, they got the haiku got finished, and then the shot was taken.
Got it.
Was the shot part of the haiku?
No, because there's no syllables in a shot.
No. If you drink enough of them, there's no syllables at all.
Yeah. Until the next day when it's all, my head.
That's if you drink the wrong tequila.
Right.
Or too much. So, Tony, you earlier during the break, you were telling us about this art fire that you guys have going on.
The primary company and what really helped launch Maker House initially is a company I started with my business partner about 5 years ago now. It's called artfire.com. And it is the number 2 artisan marketplace on the web. So we have 10,000 artists around the world who sell arts and crafts, finished products, globally in about 120 countries. So we have 1.5 million products online. We add about 10,000 new products a day. And we sell about $1 million a month in arts and crafts. And that's based in the room right behind you with about 7 employees right here in Tucson.
Now,
founded in Tucson, started in Tucson, Tucson company.
Now, you don't have any inventory.
Nope. All we do is bits and bytes. We connect buyer and seller.
So that's like Etsy?
Yeah, like Etsy. We're actually number 2 behind Etsy.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, so Etsy, it's like eBay for artists, for artisans.
Right.
So I want to go and buy that crocheted hat.
Yes.
Etsy or Artfire.
Or Artfire.
I'd rather go to Artfire because...
Artfire is actually a great place to buy it from because I don't take a commission from the artists.
So how do you make any money?
It's all a flat monthly fee, $12.95 a month.
So I pay you $12.95 a month?
The artist pays that. It's like renting a craft booth. But that means I've got a lady on Artfire who sells probably, I don't know, $200,000 to $300,000 a year in handmade corsets for pirates festivals and Renaissance fairs, that kind of thing. $200,000 to $300,000 a year. Yes,
and she's paying you $150 a year to be able to sell.
Exactly, she's not paying me the $20,000 she paid to anybody else.
I would totally up her rent.
No, this is just like Maker House. This is
you
got
to pay for healthcare, man.
Trying to balance out and really take care of the artists. I mean, that's what it was about from the get go.
Good for you.
So yeah, we help quite a few. We've moved about $20 million in arts and crafts since we started the company 5 years ago.
$20 million in arts and crafts?
Yeah.
Who's buying this stuff?
It's all this. Arts and crafts is a $30 billion a year business in the United States. It is a vast group of, there's 63 million people making arts and crafts right now in the United States.
Now, when you say arts and crafts, you're talking about someone sitting in their home crocheting something.
Or making soap, or making jewelry, or painting, or drawing, or working on a woodworking lathe out in the shed to make bowls, or, you know, whatever. Whatever they're making.
So it's true artisan, downtown, hometown kind of stuff.
Yes.
That folks are making that you might see at the, you know, the 4th Avenue Street Fair.
You might see it there, yep. And what's nice about it is that you're cutting out all the kind of middlemen and giving the money directly to the artist.
That's fantastic.
And so the artist gets to actually make some money off of their work, and you get a product that was handmade with care.
So this is a situation where they're not retailers or they're not resale people. They're the actual artists.
They're the actual artists, yes.
So anything that you buy from your site is an actual, yes. You're buying it straight from the artist.
Yes. I do have one section that we just kind of push anybody who seems to be reselling into that's clearly labeled commercial that isn't handmade, but everything else on the site is by the artist.
That's fantastic.
Now, I'm sorry, Artfire is one of the companies. We had talked earlier about the Downtown Innovation District, and I just wanted to circle back to that.
Please, really
quickly.
Absolutely.
Artfire is one of the companies in the Downtown Innovation District, and we had talked about how all of these companies are coming together in downtown. There are a lot of tech companies in downtown.
Most Could name a couple other ones.
Well, so you've got Connect, the co-working space that's going in down above the Rialto. We mentioned Colab earlier.
Right.
You've got Groundworks Productions, which is a marketing company. You got Sigfig, which is here, Artfire.com, obviously Startup Tucson. There's a new app being put together out of Colab called UFree, which just was a finalist in one of the I think it was Inc. or Entrepreneurship Magazine competition for top apps from college kids. There's a whole pirate mansion. There's a whole group of developers who are developing apps. They all live in a house together. They come down to meet at Maker House. People don't truly understand how much tech is taking place right now in Tucson. There are dozens, if not hundreds, of tech and art companies. And we kind of blend them together in what we call STEAM, science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics. All of that is taking place in downtown. It's a very kind of exciting time to be involved.
That's crazy fun. Yes. So Artfire is an actual company, though.
Yes, it is an actual company.
And so you guys are actually, you're up, going online, doing your thing.
We've been doing it, I think, for 5 years.
A lot of these other guys sound like they're startups or they're companies that are promoting startups.
They are. There's a lot of those. I mean, it takes a while to get off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But some of these companies are, I mean, they're already employing people, they're already making revenue. They're small businesses, they're mom and pops. Even Artfire. I mean, Artfire has 2.5 million shoppers a month, but I have 8-9 employees. I mean, the internet is not as exciting when you see it in person.
Right.
It's a lot of small shops, but that's what allows us to be lean and keep costs low for customers.
That's fantastic. Good for you. How'd you come up with this idea?
It's actually my business partner's original concept. He just was tired of selling on eBay. He didn't like the way eBay was treated.
Oh, he was making something?
Yeah. He was actually selling. We talked about the Gem and Mineral Show earlier.
Sure.
My business partner, John Jacobs, who's involved heavily downtown, used to be the number one bead and jewelry supply seller on eBay. He moved 60,000 products auctions a week. Had a warehouse with 80 employees here in Tucson, shipped it in by the 40-foot container. The beads and jewelry supply is a huge business.
That's crazy.
As well.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. And so did he give that up to do the Artfire?
We transitioned all into Artfire, yeah. So that company was slowly shut down, and all of that was transitioned into Artfire. He determined that he didn't like the way he was being treated as a seller by eBay, so he wanted to create his own marketplace to take care of artists the way that he felt the seller should be treated.
And now what did you bring to the equation?
I do all the marketing, software management, new media promotion, social media work.
All right, good for you. Because that social media stuff, it's tough.
It is tough. It's tough to do well, and it changes all the time.
Right, that's the key. That's why it's tough, because it does change.
Yeah, by the time, since we've sat down, there's things that have changed we don't know about that we should go look at right now.
Well, you know, and last, because I know we're kind of running out of time, you got some crazy arcade deal going on down there.
I do. Actually, on February 27th, Maker House is doing a classic arcade showdown. So we're bringing in 10 classic arcade, the big consoles you put the quarters in, right?
Yeah. The Gastroids and Galaga.
Yep, and you can sign up, and we're going to select 20 players by lottery. They pay a $10 entry fee, and they play 5 minutes on each machine, including games they've never seen before because they've never been released. I have access to some kind of cool stuff. And we'll snapshot the scores every five minutes.
Wait a minute. How did you get games that have never been released?
I have connections with people in the industry. We'll
very good.
Yeah. All right. So you'll be playing some games you've never played before because they were never made public. And the top scorer is going to win an arcade cabinet. But we're also going to be teaching people to hack their Wii. If you want to bring in your Nintendo Wii, we'll teach you how to hack it so you can play a bunch of different games on it. We'll have vendors down here. We'll do a swap meet. We'll have a cosplay, some power-up drink specials.
Cosplay.
costume play, people dressing up like video game characters. If you like the painted women from your earlier segment, you'll probably like cosplay.
It's like going to the Comic-Con.
It is like going to the Comic-Con.
Wait a minute. So I'm a big fan of Zelda.
Yes.
I can get Fred to show up as Zelda.
You should.
Fred.
Either that or maybe.
What about Fred as Pikachu?
You could show up as Mario and Luigi. It'd be an interesting little. You know,
we could do Mario and Luigi.
You might win a contest.
Yeah. Hey, Jeffrey. Hey, a Fred. Oh, that's a good one. Well, folks, we run out of time this week.
Oh no, Fred, Jeff, show. That's we got a dozen roses from our friends at Mayfield Forest. With Valentine's Day coming along, send us an email with your favorite video game character to fred@fredandjeff.com, and we'll send you a dozen roses from our friends at the Mayfield Forest.
That's right. All right, folks. Well, thanks a bunch for what you're doing, Tony.
I'd love being a part of it. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. And we wish you continued success.
Thank you.
That's great. And Caitlin, as always, thanks for coming on the show.
As always, thank you. It's so wonderful to
be
here.
Introducing us to some of the great people that are making downtown a fun place to be.
It's a pleasure.
All right, thanks. And folks, don't forget, Downtown Saturday Night, or Second Saturdays Downtown. I keep calling it the wrong thing, but it's still a good time. Second Saturdays Downtown next weekend. The Jim
this
and Mineral Show.
This
coming weekend. And, of course, the Jim and Mineral Show coming down.
Right now.
All over the place, like locusts. Descending on Tucson, so much fun. And, of course, we never mentioned Essential Match Play coming up, too.
Yes.
Big-time golf tournament coming up, too, in the Marana. So
rodeo.
Lots and lots of fun things
to do here.
Yep, that's right.
We're done.
All right, so, folks, have a great day. We'll see you next week here on The Fred Jeff Show.